I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is vaca frita. Before I looked at him, I heard his voice. He was ordering from the blackboard menu. Vaca frita, please, with moros, he added. American accent all the way. But he knew he was going to be getting rice and beans when he requested those items. Confidence all the way. He was told in Spanglish, you get y una más side. He responded, do you have Maduro plantains? Si. The order-taking worker in a clean but rumpled guayabera spun to face the kitchen workers and jabbed the new order ticket for vaca frita with moros and plantains onto the area where the cooks kept such information in order. The man ordering the early morning staple of Miami was dressed in his pilot's uniform. He was young and muscular, but thin, like a baseball player. I turned to him and asked, do you always get vaca frita? I do when I come to Miami, he answered pleasantly. My girlfriend up in New York only eats hamburgers and pasta. Whenever I fly, I always try and find new things to eat because I know when I go home, it's going to be the same food with her. A Latina flight attendant in her uniform, wearing too much makeup, pushed her food tray near his. She had a plain salad and a bottle of water. She eyed the pilot's just-delivered meal with obvious longing. Her eyes grew moist. The tight bun she'd pulled her streaked hair into, in a punishing tightness on top of her head, reminded me of the pincushion my mother used when sewing. The only thing missing were the steel shiny pins, but they seemed to arrive internally to the hungry lady. My mind drifted, and then I heard the music playing in the cafeteria. It was Jimmy Cliff singing Sitting in Limbo. Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo like a bird without a song. The lyrics seemed to be written just for the woman. I nodded to the gods of coincidence. Vaca frita is a dish I learned of early on living here in South Florida. There were a host of dishes that schooled me as I made my way in the Cuban, Bahamian, Haitian, Black, and Southern restaurants that were scattered across Key West where I lived at first. For the uninitiated, I must tell you that eating vaca frita is the best way, but until you do, it is a dish that translates better as crispy beef than the literal fried cow. Such is the nature of dualities. Vaca frita shares some commonality with a dish called ropa vieja. But ropa vieja is a soft, non-crispy stew. For vaca frita, the beef, usually flank steak or skirt steak, is pulled apart after an initial cooking and then marinated in lime juice, garlic, salt, pepper, etc., and then seared in a hot skillet until properly crispy. To best achieve the texture, don't work in too large of batches. This allows the meat to crisp instead of steam. The beef is served next to the rice and beans, with the plantains adding the coup de grace, to include yet another language, in our dazzlingly diverse town. Just know to try the food. How could one not? Inhaling the fragrance makes you buckle. Jimmy Cliff sang on, they are putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Vaca frita, faith be mine. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.